It's like one level below like the shirt you really wanted.
Yeah.
And you go there and you think, because you get it for $19 instead of $39 and it's not really what you wanted, you suddenly think you got the deal of the century. 100%. They get looked at that way because they're so big, they make so much money, and because people are ignorant to the fact of what I said, that with convenience and service, there's a price. I admire people that build a machine like they have almost without anyone really knowing it. Hardest part of ending is starting again.
You're listening to The Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of The Radcast. It's Friday, September 10th, 2021.
Yeah.
And I'm joined by Joey Thompson. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? How we doing?
We're good, man.
I didn't know what today was till you told me, so I'm glad you're here to hold me accountable.
Hey, I'm going to hold you accountable. That's what we do around here. Accountability, man. You following me on Instagram is about accountability.
It is. He's actually my sponsor. Accountability buddy.
Yeah, your 13 steps to accountability. Is that how many it is? I don't know. For A.
I don't know.
I've never gone.
You're my sponsor. You're supposed to know, dude.
I know.
All right?
I'm the worst sponsor ever.
I'm looking for a new sponsor out there.
Yes.
Sure.
So, how's the week been, Joey?
It's been great. I've been hanging out here.
Yeah.
Seeing lots of you.
Yeah,
any week I can see my sponsor as much as possible. This is the best week ever.
I've been a really bad sponsor, though, because I've seen you a lot and been like peeking over your shoulder, but not really like truly sponsoring you.
You offered me 3 beers, to be clear.
I think I did.
They have.
I think I was trading you beers for creative ideas.
Yeah, that's typically how it goes. So the keg is tapped, by the way. You need to refill that.
Wow, I thought there was more than 3 left.
Ryan has a keg in the workspace.
Yes.
And do you find that people, are you ever alarmed at the hour that you see people using it?
No, because I do get like notifications on my phone, like after a certain point from the security cameras.
Really?
And, what? People coming and going. And after 10, everyone seems to have a cup in their hand.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, I thought they were working. I thought they were, you know, like getting stuff done. No, I think they're just drinking the beer.
Do you actually get about the keg?
No. Yeah, I've got a sensor on the keg.
Do you have
smartphone sensor? How many beers get used? No, we aren't that cheap around here.
Okay.
But we do. I do get notifications like at the door, like cameras turn on, like after a certain point.
Yeah.
And so I'll start getting dinged on some nights, like after 10, and it's like people coming in and out of the door or whatever, and you know everyone seems to have a beverage. Yeah. Just fine.
The janitor's passed out on the floor. The next morning you come in.
Every time I come in, the cleaning company, you know, like they've cleaned, but then there's like this pool of beer, you know.
I don't know if that's beer, but that's their job to find out.
I know.
So, you could start. They have those bars with the wristbands, right? That you have.
You know, that's what we're going to do. Like, beep. I mean, we know how, like, keep up with how many each has. I do it like BBDO in New York. Like they had a bar like at the top floor, like all the New York cool agencies have bars, and like they got drink tickets, so like,
ooh.
I think they got like, I don't know, 6 a month or something, like they go have, they could buy them, but like they got 6 drink tickets or something. I'm like, you know, we're a smaller boutique agency, I can cover the beer, and we keep some premium liquor in the bar, so like until it like gets out of hand, I don't mind covering it.
That's your pitch for people to New York to come to your agency.
Exactly. It's if you're out there now and you're talented and you like to drink,
come on,
come to the agency.
Well, okay, last thing I'll say about it. If they have tickets, you know they're doing like prison rule type stuff where it's like, hey, man, let me get one of them tickets, man. I'll write you I'll do
whoever's
some
truly in the AA is selling their tickets, you know, $1 a piece or something, you know.
I'll write you a log line for your piece or whatever.
But they had any counterfeit tickets. Yeah. It's a big agency. They probably had like 500 people. Like this is, you know.
Yeah. A counterfeit ticket scam.
Yeah, at BBDO scam, counterfeit drink tickets at the top of the bar.
Can we take this to the market right now and just start our own scandal?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should. I think we should just get tickets made and then go act like we're employees at BBDO.
Okay.
And like go up to the drink, you know, bar. That's got 500 employees. They're not going to, you know, we fit right in.
Well, they're
like agency people.
Sure. I think they have so many videos now like, I snuck into the Super Bowl. It's like, I snuck into BBDO with drink tickets. See if...
Oh, Well, transitioning to Radcast News. Hey, did you actually, you know anything about cults?
Are you...
other than radical?
Are you? Can you take off your shirt and prove to me you're not wearing a microphone right now? Because
I have one in my mouth right here.
Oh, okay. Damn it. I forgot we're on a podcast.
This is being recorded.
I know about Keith Raniere?
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
So not well. No, I don't.
Anyway, there's a show called a podcast, a little bit culty, but Anthony Nippy Ames and his wife, Sarah, were met. They're both actress and actor.
Sure.
But they, you know, Anthony came on and talked. They got kind of unbeknownst to them, pulled into a cult that got to be pretty infamous. The owner was, you know, long story short, listen to the podcast if you really want to listen to it. It was really fascinating. He talked about how, I mean, he was a Ivy League quarterback. He became an actor, and then he got into this like personal development company, and he was like bringing people, farming people in and all that. But it turned out to be a little nefarious, and a lot nefarious. Like, women were getting branded, and turned out to just be this wacko was essentially just recruiting women and, you know, doing who knows what. So NVIXM or Nexium.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the Keith. It is the Keith thing.
It
okay.
Is.
For a second, I thought it was my frat, but no, it is actually. I'm not going to show you the brand. Anyway, that wasn't funny.
Lambda Chi Delta.
Okay, yeah. They have the clear. I've seen the HBO documentary. Okay.
Okay.
I have. What,
yes, exactly.
So I know.
So Anthony came on and was very. It was a different podcast for us. Like, you know, it's usually like all business, and but it was more a warning of sorts. I mean,
sure,
literally, but I mean, this guy's and his wife, super intelligent, super cool people, and just how they got pulled in. And it wasn't one of those where they got pulled in and they knew they were being pulled into a cult and they knew what they were doing was. Sometimes you get pulled in and eventually you become aware that you're supporting something very, very evil.
Yeah.
But you're so drawn in. It wasn't necessarily that for them. They were supporting a part of the business that seemed legitimate, but yet. They had alarms going off in their heads, and they, you know, it was really insightful and scary. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was like Anthony is just so transparent about like his experience and like the kind of just the nuts and bolts of everything that kind of went on.
Yeah. But, well, it's always interesting, like, from a marketing perspective, like, there is, how do you like, do you manipulate people to be attracted to what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what we do every day in marketing, you know, to the subconscious, that's not bad. But this was really like, I will say, you know, we aren't trying to get women branded with anything other than tequila, but you know.
sure
the fine line of
that's like dedicating your life to, you know, like Coke might be like, hey, you should grab a Coke, but this is like dedicate your life to this cause. And farm people is what you said.
Well, like bringing them in,
yeah,
so that the business gets bigger. They have more. It was like two or three legitimate businesses, quasi legitimate, that brought in money, that then supported the actual undercover things going on. Is my understanding of it, having read a lot and had Anthony on. You know, I haven't watched every documentary on it or every episode, but I've read a lot on it now, and kind of scary. But it's more scary that, like, I think none of us are naive. We know there's evil people, but it's just
wait,
like,
there are? Damn, I'm so naive. Shit.
Okay. You didn't know? No, it's like, but I don't know. My mind,
you don't
when you
assume,
aren't truly evil,
yeah,
it's hard to wrap your head around.
Well, you don't want to assume that kind of stuff is probably happening right under your nose somewhere,
exactly,
or something. And you're like, oh, yeah.
So go check that out. That's our latest episode that released on Tuesday. So go check that out. We've been getting some great feedback, and it's definitely some dark points, but definitely some really insightful stuff. So a little different.
You're taking
podcast.
On an Oprah role in that one.
Yes, exactly.
Very, very nice.
One of the co-founders of Netflix will be on today. We're actually recording an episode today.
Oh, I'm not a co-founder of Netflix. I don't know. Did you tell people that?
I did let them know okay. that you weren't. You know.
Okay. That's right. Well, how'd you hook that up?
Dude, we're connected around here.
I don't doubt it.
I mean,
I'm here right now. Yeah. So, like, you,
Heidi Montag will be on the show next week.
Okay.
From the Hills, Spencer's wife.
How'd you hook that up? I'm kidding.
Yeah. We're doing work for them. You want to come on? We're gonna.
Are you? You're in the Illuminati. I think it's all making sense now.
Hey, you know, that's how it is. I will be going on the Wolf of Wall Street podcast in the next month or the following, working on the dates right as we speak.
Nice. Jordan Belfort. Nice. Yeah. I see him on TikTok all the time now.
Oh, yeah. He's all over the place. So looking forward to that. More details to come. We'll tell you when to look out for that. I'll be going to L.A., meeting with him, and then catching up with Spencer and Heidi.
Okay.
And who knows what else?
You're just an LA guy now, dude.
Hey,
you're just
jet flying, stunt flying, you know, just wheeling and dealing.
They're going to do a reunion of the Hills, which they probably already have, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be where were you, bro?
Hey,
they needed you, dude. You could have been his guy, dude.
No, I missed it. If we'd started working together like 8 months ago, I might have been on the episodes.
Well,
the reunion show.
I have faith that the reunion will have a reunion.
Yes. Yes, yes. But we've got some big hitters. I can't even mention. We've got Grammy winning artists, writers, songwriters coming on the show.
Okay.
We've got, I'm talking like big hitters,
clap.
Big hitters, big hitters, big hitters. Production. Hey, man, we got it fixed.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. The, so yeah.
Is it Bruno Mars? Can I give me three guesses? How about that? Can I have two guesses?
No. Can't guess.
Can I
can't
have
name
one
anyway.
Guess? Okay. Well, all right.
Super secret, top secret, also stuff, and it's gonna be good. Heating up.
Oh boy.
Do you know what? We've got some good national holidays coming up.
Do we?
Today, we got some good serious ones. The first two.
Okay.
We like to have fun around here, but there's two. Today is actually Stand Up Cancer Day.
Okay.
My grandfather passed away from cancer. I've had other relatives. I mean, it affects everybody, and so, you know, it's. One of those things that maybe we'll cure one day. I don't know. I'm somewhat one of those that feels like it's like one of those things we're never going to figure out. Like there's something going to always kill us. And
sure.
You know, I don't know.
It's one of those platitudes throughout life, like about one day there'll be a cure to cancer, but it like
there'll be something else
or they probably have a cure to cancer. And yeah, I mean, there's all kind of conspiracies, I'm sure. But
yeah,
it's, you know, so it's truly, truly sad.
Yep. And then. Tomorrow's a bittersweet holiday for me. And that sounds weird, but it's my wife's birthday.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
But
love of my life, it's 9/11. I've never been more torn in my life. Like,
sure.
I'm celebrating, but I'm not celebrating. I guess you can have, it can be binary. Like, you can not, I mean, you can separate the two, and I do, obviously, but it's like.
Yeah, how do you compartmentalize?
Compartmentalize, like, yeah. The biggest terrorist attack in our history. With my wife's birthday. It's like
the birth.
And you know what? She's one of those people, like, she's never, God, she's not like a Debbie Downer. She's not like, my birthday's on the worst day. You know, like, she just does.
She didn't choose for her birthday to be there.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But you know, some people would just own it, like, man, I got the worst birthday ever.
Sure.
You know, like, she doesn't do that. And so I love her for it. But it is, you know, with everything that's happening in Afghanistan and everything else, it's a reminder that freedom isn't free. And
sure,
you know, we've always going to have people that, you know, want to get at us for our way of life, for lack of better words. A lot more complicated than that, but
well, I feel like the big ones are like the anniversaries of 10 years, 20 years are already going to be big. But yes, this year I'm sure there's going to be a lot of
conversation and all that. And I hate the fucking politics around it, but you know. But I do support.
Well, that statement alone has pretty much been this past year. It's like nothing is even stated without having a political, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Everything is. But so Sunday.
Okay.
We've got two holidays, which I think are a little related.
Okay.
We've got the Civic Day of Hacking.
Great.
And
finally,
National Video Game Day.
Oh shit, double dip in the chip today.
Hey,
Revenge of the Nerds Day is what I would call that one, dude. If you are a nerd. Great, dude.
Yes. Amen. I mean, Civic Day of Hacking. Supposedly, it's like hacking for good.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. It's like, is that like stealing for good? Is that like Robin Hood? Like,
that's a good question. I don't know. I find it like interesting when Anonymous does a lot of like the hacking for good, I would think. So I think it's cool sometimes when like people get their accounts hacked and stuff happens like that. So I guess I kind of get it. Sure. Yeah,
I like it. But hey, are you a video game guy?
I was when I was younger, but then I grew up and quit being a nerd. Oh. I'm going to get hacked now for saying
you're getting hacked now.
I'm getting targeted. Totally. Wait, who'd you hack though if you could hack somebody and like mess up their, would you hack somebody?
I wouldn't, but like if I was like a criminal and I was going to do it, probably like the Central Reserve or something, like, you know, like go for the big bucks. But like,
my dad's actually the founder of the Central Reserve, so I'll let him know. It's too late. He knows. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can we strike that from the record, Daniel?
Don't do it, Daniel, or I'm putting you on the watch list too.
Don't do it.
All right.
Look, my kids love video games. Like, esports is huge. Like, it's now cool to be old and play video games. You know that?
Sure.
Right? And to stay at home and eat Doritos all day, and get paid for it.
Do you play video games?
I play them occasionally with my kids.
Which games do you play?
Rocket League. Dude, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Madden
or Rocket League?
Okay, Madden. Yeah, I like Madden. Rocket League
is awesome.
Do they not have actual real Rocket Leagues now?
Oh, yes.
Like in real life?
For Rocket League.
But like in real life, though, don't people like drive cars into soccer balls? I'm not trying to be really funny. I'm serious.
Yeah, I think they do. And they flatten. Are you talking about like...
I think they have actual games, though, where people hit like a...
I have not seen this.
Okay. Maybe I made it up in my mind.
I think you had a dream. Like you were, you know.
A fever dream. Well, okay. Your kids, do they spend a lot of time inside or do they go out? What do you...
No, they have... They all play multiple sports.
Okay. Esports? Multiple esports?
Exactly.
They're on a Counter-Strike team.
They on Counter-Strike, League of Legends, Hey, you know, we keep them. We want them to be multifaceted in their esports. They'll play it as long as we, not even as long as we let them. Other than maybe Clayton, my oldest, for the most part, they'll play it, but then for an hour, and then they're like, they want to go outside. They want to do something. We go to the lake. They're playing in water. We play baseball, soccer, swimming, basketball. Like they're all in league. So like they're not playing video games in their free time a lot more than they're playing video games. But they do love some Roblox.
Oh, it's like a game on all of them. You have me sold to the Roblox, bro. I'm waiting for like high schools to have like a esports department and have esports Letterman jacket.
It's probably coming.
It's sure. Well, heck yeah, dude. Shout out to your kids for going outside.
Yes. We'll give them that. Moving on. The news of the heavy news, the heavy marketing and advertising news of the week.
Hold on. Can I pray for like 30 minutes before we get into this?
Yes.
Okay. Two strikes. That's two strikes for you at home.
Two strikes. Let's see. First.
Yeah.
Macy's is opening up Toys R Us mini stores within a store in 400 locations.
Okay.
Toys R Us went out of business like 3 years ago, closed all their stores, went bankrupt. Everybody was buying all their toys on Amazon.
Yeah,
or at Walmart, or you know, at the flea market,
or not Toys R Us,
or not wherever the resale market, eBay, everywhere but to Toys R Us. But the brand is not dead. They still have a holding company that owns the brand, does all this, and I guess Macy's has licensed it. And so you're gonna starting next year. They're trying to do a little mini activation for the holidays, but starting next year there'll be miniature Toys R Us stores within Macy's.
Remember
Toys R Us? Were you a big Toys R Us?
Oh, absolutely. So there's a TJ Maxx in town right now, and every time I drive past it, I go, fuck that, dude. That's Toys R Us, bro. That's where I went as a kid.
Yes.
Rip that facade off now, dude.
Yeah. It sat empty for a long while, but then TJ Maxx went in there.
Fucking TJ Maxx, dude. Don't even get me started.
I know.
Yeah.
TJ Maxx, all these stores. So don't get me started on the quasi discount stores.
Yeah.
Like we get all the crap from the department stores that you think sort of looks okay.
Yeah.
But and it's not necessarily seconds, but it's not the most fashionable stuff in the department store. It's like one level below like the shirt you really wanted.
Yeah.
And you go there and you think because you get it for 19 bucks instead of 39 bucks and it's not really what you wanted, you suddenly think you got the deal of the century.
For sure. It's just a thrift. It's like a high, I don't say high, it's like a high end thrift store though. You know what I mean? Like, yes. It's just what you would hope to find.
Home Goods, I kind of get it.
Okay.
Like, I'd rather go there and spend $5 on a pillow than $25. Like, that's where you get.
But, okay.
But clothes, not so much.
It's definitely hit or miss. It's a thrift store. It's like a Goodwill that you would pay a little bit more than you would at a Goodwill for.
Yes.
That's it.
Goodwill. I don't mind going to a Goodwill every now and then.
Sure, but Goodwill.
Not good, like old
Goodwill
t-shirts.
Owns his shit, though. TJ Maxx doesn't. That's true. That's what your problem is with
and
them.
And it goes to charity. You know?
Yeah. I did
Maxx
not know, actually.
For profit. Oh. I mean, how dare a business be for profit?
Profit.
But I do think, so look, you got two brands. Macy's, our department stores are hurting.
Sure.
Macy's is like one of the last holdovers, like, because everybody shops online. And they're trying to revive it because toy purchases are actually up.
Really?
Overall. So as a percentage. They're like, hey, we'll revive this, put another brand within it. So we'll see how it goes. But I think it's going to come down to what kind of toys we're talking about. Because typically, you know, the department store toys, no different than like a TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
It's like the shitty fingernail clip set that you like, whoa, it looks cool. It's cool packaging. It looks like the man fix kit or whatever. And you open it and you use the fingernail clippers twice and they bust. It's like, fuck.
Sure.
But it looked, because it said manscaping, I thought it was like meant for me.
Well, dude, everybody's got toys now. Target, Walmart, Adam and Eve. There's just toys galore, dude. I want to be a Toys R Us man, not a kid, dude. I want to be a Toys R Us man, dude.
Toys R Us man.
Toys R Us grandpa one day.
I like it. The Facebook. So, did you know they own Giphy? We already went over Giphy versus Jiffy.
I roasted you on that, dude.
Giphy.
I don't even know what Jiffy is, so.
Yes.
Oh, go.
GIFs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Giphy, dude.
Yeah, you've seen your mind on any of your posts?
God,
I'm like verified on Jiffy, dude. All my stickers.
Giphy, dude. Can we make a poll right now on your Instagram story? Is it Jiffy or Giphy, man?
Yes.
There you go. There's some free IG story content for you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, I like it. But, so, UK watchdogs are asking. They think that Facebook owns too much.
Yeah.
So too much. No competition. So they got to sell Jiffy. Jiffy. I don't know which one. Neither one sounds good. But
either way, so they own too much. So they have to make more money to probably buy something else with the money they got from selling.
Capitalism, dude.
Pretty much.
You know, like
what?
Someone else could buy them. You know, like, so why do they got to sell it?
Yeah, I don't know, man. UK watchdogs. Hey, oi, bruv. I don't like your GIFs. Please sell them. Like, how did that conversation go?
I don't know. But anyway, I like Jiffy because I like my stickers. So if you're out there, hey, search Jiffy, Ryan Alford, the Radcast. You can search the Radcast, and we have stickers for the Radcast. Search Radical.
Okay.
Multiple. We actually trending on Radical. We are on the first page. If you look up Radical in the Instagram,
hell yeah,
Jiffy,
dude.
We are on the first page there. So yes.
Hell yeah.
I think we need some Joey Joe and Sean stickers.
I do some gifts. Yeah, we need some gifts.
Gifts
sticker.
These are the gifts to keep on giving.
That well, okay. I like that a lot right there, man. Applaud yourself. That was great.
One more. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You and I have we have a pretty pronounced beef now about GIF. That can only be solved
by Google.
Yeah. by Google.
Whatever Google says it's supposed to say. And when you look it up, there's like 50% call it GIF. And
I'll guarantee you the UK watchdogs, they call it GIF. They probably call it GIF, bruv.
Yes, probably.
Probably.
Or not. There we go. Okay. So moving on. Apple, Target, and Costco. So we're looking at revenue numbers, and the big are getting bigger. They did extremely well during COVID. Go figure. Who would have thought?
The whiteboard says
the only stores that got to stay open, online and offline.
Wow,
did well.
Wait, are the UK watchdogs going to get them to sell part of what they own too?
I don't think so. Called a monopoly.
Oh.
And they like to play.
Sure.
No, not that, you know, who's... What? Costco's becoming a monopoly with warehouse. Like, Sam's are kind of...
Yeah, sorry, Sam.
Off the cliff.
Sam's, God.
The, oh, no. Oh.
That is a lot. What the? Somebody just get their toilet fixed. What the hell is that?
It's the longest.
This is fuck. Don't ever put this.
We were really getting Sam's out the door there.
I could have smoked a cigarette during that toilet flush right there. Holy shit. Literally, holy shit. Oh, man. I love how the whiteboard says winners among during COVID, which is true, but it just feels like an oxymoron.
It was a little odd.
COVID winners, me.
But you know, like, I'm really not the right wing conspiracy theorist guy. That's not me.
Yeah.
But it does, like, it's all the pharmaceutical companies getting huge. Yeah. All the big box retailers getting huge. Apple staying huge, getting bigger.
It's just justification. Yeah. People can justify. Well, people need it. People
need it. You got to stay. They got to eat.
Some of these other stores should close, but they need
all
us.
The mom and pops need to close.
They fucking need us.
You need masks and you need to close, and then all the big box stores. No, they're okay.
Yeah.
You know, you could go to Lowe's and work on some stuff, but, you know, we don't want you going to the local hardware store.
Sure. You
know, we want those to close. Local ordinance.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, it's shocker. They got bigger during COVID.
Well, I mean, people have a voice, though. You ultimately vote with dollars. So if people don't like stuff, that's the problem. People are like, I don't like this, but then they go continue to do it. So yes.
Called apathy, and there's a lot of it going on.
Sure.
So we'll see. We will see.
I'm going to Target later if you want to talk about this. We can ride over.
I was going to go over there and have I was going to Costco to get a hot dog and a slushy. You want to meet over there?
What's
only
actually,
$2.
Let's do both, and then we can go to on the iTunes store and download them.
It's like people bitch about it. They're like, well, where are you headed? Well, Johnny needs some overalls for back to school. I got to go to Target.
Sure.
And they were just the ones like bitching about it on the radio station or on the podcast.
Yep. Toys R Us. Macy's is doing Toys R Us. I was going to go to Target. They actually have a toy department there. And
well, there's only so many places to buy them now because Toys R Us closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They'll be back at Macy's, though.
Sure.
So this fall, tech companies, just broadly tech companies, are going to be pushing more private browsing, which means...
Incognito mode.
Incognito mode.
Yeah.
So that you really aren't being tracked. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Private browsing.
I don't think private browsing.
Do you think that tech companies could lie to us? About or be not true in their transparencies. Oh, okay. Good. All right.
Yeah. Because I trust tech companies, you know?
Big time.
Yeah, big time.
I'm glad one of the largest problems with tech companies over the past decade hasn't been if they're selling our information or not.
Yeah, no, our data. Getting rich on data.
They would never do that.
Never consent. But here's my thought on that. Like, owning a digital agency, number one, we need data.
Sure.
But also say, people want to get rid of data until you tell them that it means your conveniences are going to go away.
Sure.
You know? You pay in data for convenience sometimes.
Okay.
And so be careful what you ask for. But at the same time, have we teetered too far at times? The answer is yeah. But at the same time, you have to be willing to give away some amount of personal information and things that you do to be catered to.
And sure.
So there's a fine line of not giving that away. Because everybody, we all have kind of become very reliant on some of our ability and flexibility and convenience. So
sure. Well, I've had that moment where I feel like the phone is looking, shows me an ad for something. And I'm like, what? I didn't want that. But inversely, been like, oh, shit, dude. It's the thing I wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pushing.
So we start giving it away. You want to get, and maybe you like pantyhose, but like you want pantyhose in your feed? You know, like,
sure.
Or would you rather have you know, Swiss Army knives or whatever the hell.
I want pantyhose. They make great ski masks for when I rob banks. They're great for that. No. Well, even on the data stuff, though, I'm not that interesting, you know what I mean? So at times I'm like, if someone's going to hack my thing, they're not going to get that much money. They're not going to, what are they going to find out about me? Like my Netflix viewing history?
Yeah.
take what you will. Cripple me.
Cripple me. Hey, they could serve you more of what you like. You know?
Probably.
You want to be served less of what you like and more of what you don't like?
I want double pantyhose.
Double pantyhose is what you want. Maybe not. It might be a, I don't know. Depending on
but bottom line, I'm yeah, they're not going to have private info. Are you serious? No.
I read that and I was like, I want to put it on here just to say that I don't think it's true. Number one, I don't think tech companies want it. And number two, I don't think there's going to be a push to it.
You heard her first, folks.
Yes.
Ryan Alford thinks tech companies are giant liars.
Not every one of them. Not the ones that hire us. I'm kidding.
They're all liars.
Look, not every one of these companies are bad.
No.
Or intrinsically bad. It's just
99%.
They get looked at that way because they're so big, they make so much money, and because people are ignorant to the fact of what I said, that with convenience and service, there's a price.
Sure.
You either pay with your data so that you don't have to pay with your money, with your wallet. Because look, the services that Facebook provides with Marketplace and with connections to old friends,
yep,
and groups, that has to get paid for in a way. And it's called ads and it's called data, because that allows the ads to run more efficiently to serve you more of what you want.
Sure.
I'm not saying that everything Facebook does is perfectly great for the world. I'm not saying that. There's gray in everything. But I do think that consumers have gotten spoiled by the access and the conveniences we've been given, that now they want to play the game of, oh, I don't want to give up this, I don't want to give up that. Well, you've been getting this. Do you, sure, want to pay for it? And yeah, they pay for Netflix, you know, things like that. But it's not, you know, you pay for Netflix because it has no commercials.
Yep.
You want to watch TV for free? Then you're going to pay for it.
Well, like, even
somewhere else.
Even Spotify and Netflix, though, the amount you have access to for the amount you pay is like
ridiculously cheap. The amount of content you get on Netflix for $20, $15 a month is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it is probably the best value in marketing. And I'm not saying that because the Netflix founders is coming on today, Mr. Rudolph.
Yeah.
I call him Mr. Rudolph. Not many people I'm going to, you know, say,
yeah,
but Mr. Rudolph. One of the greatest ideas in the modern history. But yeah, it's actually a good value. Some things aren't great value.
Sure.
Netflix, Disney Plus.
Well, the boomer in me is like, $20. I remember when I paid that much for a DVD. Now I get to.
You get unlimited access to watch them anytime you want. You
know? Now they're going to steal my data. Honestly, though, what are they going to do with that data? You know what I mean? Like, he likes rom-coms. Crazy son of a bitch. Lock him up.
Lock him up. Put him in jail. But it's a slippery slope. If they start taking this, they'll start taking that.
Okay. All right. There it is.
Yeah. That's what they say. We'll see. And you know what they say.
I don't. What do they say?
Whatever it is.
Okay.
You like Barstool?
I'm mixed on them, dude. If you keep it. I find myself to be, most people would say that this guy's a bro, but I feel like, you know what? I think they're overrated. I'll say it.
Dave Portnoy is a marketing genius.
Sure, sure.
I'll tell you that.
Oh, he's
probably 100%. The greatest marketer of our time. Whether accidentally is not right, because he's too smart for that. But like, sometimes marketing is very intentional.
Yeah.
He's accidentally, purposefully, strategically become the greatest marketer of our time. Like, it's all of the above. I don't even know if accidental is the right word. I'm sure it's all intentional. But like,
well, I think he's smart that he has the wisdom of someone who's older, but he's appealing to people who are younger. So, you know, a lot of kids that age aren't smart enough to do what he's doing.
Yep.
And very, very youthful approach.
Yes. Do you watch the pizza reviews?
I do. Here's what I'll say about it. They're fucking boring at times. You know what I mean? He's just eating pizza, man. Sometimes he gets the homeless people to meander in and it gets awkward. But like, to me, David Portnoy is a figure, and he's not the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah. I think it's...
We're going point counterpoint.
Like the New York accent combined with don't give a shit, combined with seems to have a good heart down deep.
Oh, sure.
Seems, and I think that... And, you know, like, there's probably, like, five people that I would really pay money to have, like, a beer with and lunch with. Like,
yeah.
He'd be one of them. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty well connected.
Yeah.
But I'm not connected to Dave.
Sure.
I'd probably spend 10 grand to have a dinner with him to pick his brain and, like, just to be in his company.
Okay, sure. He's, well, okay, here's my thing with them, though. All they do is literally repost fucking videos from kids that are already made. It's not like the greatest
original. Borrowed interest.
100% what it is. That's why, like, it's great they, like, put it all in the hub, but I'm sure, like, the people who make this stuff are not getting their due.
They get more followers because Barstool's following.
Sure.
So they piggyback on the back of that. And, that, you know, if they had 10,000 views on their own organically and then Barstool post it, they get up to 10 million, you know?
Sure.
So it's good for them. Good for, you know, it's exposure.
It is. And
for free.
I guess. I'm just not, you know what I mean? I don't love them like some people love. I think the content is... It's interesting.
I don't love every bit of their content. I more admire them for the machine of marketing and business that it is. That people, I admire people that build a machine like they have almost without anyone really knowing it.
Sure.
Like, they just think, oh, it's a cool Instagram post. And some people have now figured out they have monetized it in certain things. But I'd bet 2 years ago, 80% of their audience didn't even know how they were monetizing. It's probably a little more transparent now because they've gotten so big and Dave's promoting certain things. But, like, and they have other characters, other people, rough and rowdy.
Sure. Well, I do think, because what they do appeals to younger people. Like, how mad are you really going to get at someone who, I guess, is fairly lighthearted at the end of the day? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. That's why I think some things are just too serious.
And so, sure. Like,
my appreciation to them goes to the marketing and business side. And then the lightheartedness that's under the undercarriage of most of it, you know?
Sure.
And they are launching a channel on Sling TV, Barstool Sports.
That makes sense. Honestly, it's surprising it took so long. I mean,
I know. It almost seems like they've been a channel already, but I think they've kind of been their own channel on Instagram and TikTok and everything else. But
sure. I was, I did a PA gig one time on the wine walks they do.
Okay.
So I got to spend time with them and everything. And that was, I mean, it was interesting.
How was it with working with them?
Good. It was really straightforward. We had to, Reggie Bush was one of the interviews. And then, so we got to hang out with him. And then Anthony Lynn, who was
the basketball player.
That's Jeremy Lin. Anthony Lynn
Jeremy,
was good.
Sorry.
He's the coach of the Chargers. And
Okay.
During the shoot, he was like, hey, man, I got some tequila. You guys want to come to my penthouse and drink tequila? I was like,
yes.
Okay. So we just went up there and I was playing cornhole in his penthouse. And like, this is the coach of the Chargers. And I wouldn't have known, you know, he was just a guy. Had a great time. If he's watching this right now, he saw me splashing with you guys. He knows I got an arm.
He needs to give cred where cred's due.
I'm
a Barstool fan. Not more for the, less for the content, more for.
I've seen the
overall genius of it all.
I've seen the tattoo. They haven't, but I have.
I know. It's on my butt cheek. The Gmail app.
Moving on.
It takes calls now. And I'm like, okay.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything that Gmail doesn't do?
Oh, man.
Reads my mind.
Sends
me emails.
It's just another phone I can ignore the calls from.
Yeah, I know. Like,
hell yeah.
Does anyone take phone calls anymore? Like really, like I do because I own an agency and have clients and like, but I think everyone else, unless you're like in a service or business or something like.
I get calls from telemarketers a lot.
That's so all I get 27 of those today. And it's so funny. It's a potential spam.
Yeah.
Definitely spam. And absolutely for fucking sure spam is the name on the phone.
Sure. I love it. Well, okay, going back to some of our points, if the hacker kids on Hacking Day could just like hack some of these places and shut them down. Also, I'm glad the phones now say probably spam. What does it say? Scam likely?
Yeah. Potential spam.
There has to be some data that transmitted to those companies that they're like, identify this as spam. So, okay, if you're going to collect my data, keep identifying these spam companies. So,
yeah. Well, it's supposed to be, there's some kid in Greenville that won a lot of money from like, because robocalling is like illegal.
Sure.
And like, so if you get a call and you know it's robocalling, and you get enough information from you, you can sue them and get money. And supposedly a local kid has gotten a lot of money.
I need to.
I forget the name of him. He hit me up about doing some Instagram stuff for him. And I forget his name. Cool kid. Nice guy. I forget his handle. And I'd like to give him. Maybe I'll tag him in this since I can't remember his exact handle.
But I need to go call my lawyer real quick.
Have you been robocalling again? And I know it's been part of your 13 steps. 13 steps. As your sponsor.
Yeah, what the hell?
I really need you to quit.
That was
robocalling.
That was in the packet, dude. Don't join cults. Don't hack. Don't do robocalling. You see, that's a callback. We're adding themes today, all right?
Yes. And finally today, The Matrix 4 coming out in the fourth quarter. Hey, I love me some Matrix, man.
I took a red
pill. Keanu Reeves, like, most underrated guy of all time. I'm not saying actor of all time, guy
no,
of all time.
I'm going to fucking call you on that one, brother. No.
I like Keanu.
He's not underrated. He's like the most overappreciated guy. I'm not saying overappreciated, just broadly appreciated. In this past year has done like the ultimate
reversal
glow up of his like perception of him, dude. People
I like
love
him. But I liked him before this last year.
Sure.
Maybe he's become way popular than I realized. More popular. But
you know who else liked him? Movie studios with hundreds of million dollar budgets. So hey, I think he had some clout.
Yeah, I think so. You don't like his action movies?
No. What I'm saying is I like him. I don't think he's underappreciated, though. I think
used to be.
Sure.
Maybe it's gone the other way now, but I like him.
I feel like he's, I'm trying to think of other.
Equally appreciated at an equal to his worth. I don't know.
He's like a meme now, though. You're like, oh, it's like Keanu Reeves, bro. And people are like, dude, he's so cool and nice.
Point Break? I mean.
I actually never saw it. But what I did. I did take a red pill and a blue pill before I got here, though.
That's
so
good enough. I've seen The Matrix. Matrix 4. They've got a new interactive website out for it where you have to take a pill to get in. Literally, you take a red pill or a blue pill.
Okay.
And I took the yellow pill.
Okay. Was that a coin you had to buy online?
Yeah,
a video game?
It was a coin.
I'm excited, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it's coming out. I'm excited. Fourth quarter. I'm hoping it's good. I mean, you know, like I hope it's not like too formulaic, but like a good story. Like supposedly he died in like the last one, as I recall. Like
sure.
Like I don't know how they're bringing it back.
They don't either. But they looked at their bank account and said, "We're gonna figure this out."
Yes.
Right now, I actually met. You know, remember when he came back? It came into town.
Yeah.
I got to talk to him for a second, and. He said something I thought was pretty interesting. He said, how in the fuck did you get in my hotel room? Please.
Hey, we're working on this. Joey, you know, okay. Step 9.
Brian.
Don't.
I'm looking.
Do not enter hotel rooms that you're not invited into.
Look, the only way that I'm going to keep you as my sponsor is you got to take me to Toys R Us.
Okay.
When it opens
in the Matrix.
In the Matrix. In the Matrix. The Toys R Us.
This is getting really meta. We're going to have a Matrix where you have a Macy's and a toy store in it. What does it mean?
They're collecting your. That's what it's going to be. All that data in the Matrix, what that is the data they're mining from us. That's actually what those little numbers falling are.
The Radcast is really just the start of the Matrix. You're in the Matrix right now.
I am.
Come into the studio.
Damn, dude. I never thought about
it
that
way.
You're
get unplugged.
Oh, shit, dude. Well, I'm going to go finish tapping out that keg, but it's been great talking to you.
But I am excited about some of our content coming out. So
sure.
You want to talk about some of the some of the parody stuff we've been doing lately?
Well, we were going to shoot the fourth installment of The Matrix here, but then come to find out, those bastards. We're just shooting some social media content for Radical.
Yeah.
And it's parodying the marketing and advertising industry. And I think that's the direction we'll continue to go here. Yeah.
See, I like it.
Okay.
That's a new, I like it.
I didn't know if you wanted me to freestyle, and I was sweating profusely. That's why I wore black, because...
If you're watching the video, Joey did start dancing a little bit. So if you're listening to the audio, you need to go back and watch the video, because he wasn't sure.
I was bobbing my head a little bit there, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the moves like Jagger. That's what the kids say, right?
yeah.
No. That was the sound of me leaving. Oh, that's the sound of me leaving on my tractor that I parked. Tell the valet guy to give me my keys this time.
Yes.
We're working on some short bits on several pages. It'll be on there. You'll see them.
Yes, they're really funny. You know, behind the scenes, what you think agencies and marketing companies are up to versus, you know, close to reality.
Sure. And we have a bit about what would happen if you worked with certain very radical clients. And sure.
And they're going to be very funny. They'll be out on our channel soon. And follow along. Follow radical_results on Instagram. And, of course, Radical Company on Facebook. And so it's going to be fun.
When are you going to get your own Sling TV channel?
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. The Radcast.
Sure.
It's coming. Media Empire. We're building.
Media Empire?
The Media Empire.
Okay, I thought you said Media Empire. I was like,
Media
that
Empire.
You know what? I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's
Secret
Lab. We're building the Media Empire.
Okay. I also backpedaled and thought, you said Medium Empire, which I like. I like that concept of like, yo, we're going to run the world at a reasonable level. You're like the TJ Maxx of monopolies, all right? You're right below of your monopoly, but not a monopoly fully.
Exactly. Joey, enjoyed it.
Hey, Ryan, I wish I could say the same, but you're fired from being my sponsor, and get a new keg. All
right. We will refill the keg. And so if you're ever in the Greenville area, stop by our co-work space, Camaraderie, or our agency Radical, free beer on tap. So now we should have thousands of people coming in to get a free beer. We're on the Swap Rabbit Trail in downtown, beautiful downtown Greenville. So.
You want to tell them where you live too?
Yeah, I'm going to give them your address, actually. Okay. 123 Joey Thompson Boulevard, right near the...
freeway.
The old junkyard.
It's a junkyard under the freeway overpass.
Cool, man. Where can everybody queue up with Joey, Joe, and Sean?
You can find us at Joey, Joe, and Sean. That's it. You
TikTok,
can TikTok,
Instagram.
YouTube, Pinterest, Tinder, Grindr, Yelp. Help. This is a cry for help, actually.
Yes. Hey, I'm still your sponsor until we leave this room, and that's step 5 is admitting you have a problem.
You can say my sponsor.
Sponsored. Cool. Well, today it was sponsored by Radical.
Yeah.
The best digital ad agencies in the country. Find us at radical.company. Find the Radcast at theradcast.com, and I'm at Ryan Alford on all the channels. I'm only on TikTok and Instagram. I'm not on Grindr, honey. So you know where to find us. We'll see you next time on the Radcast.